Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. Hey friends, this week I'll be headlining the St. Louis Funny Bone. That's October 26th through 29th. TJ will be in Omaha at the Funny Bone there. So come on out and say hello. We love to see the 12 and a half, and thanks for listening.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
Does that sound right?
Everybody remembers Marsha because it's Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Okay. Yeah. Where were you?
When you weren't wherever you are now. Where were you?
Oh, I want to hear about something. I want to hear what happened. I think the listeners are curious.
I was here about to say where I was until
okay. But I wanted to
you
hear
broke in and said you wanted to hear something. With you, it's always Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. No, what were you going to ask?
What happened with the present, with the anniversary gift?
The table?
Yeah.
Ah! Have we talked about the table on the podcast? No.
Yeah, we
did.
Yeah,
that's right. We talked. Yeah. We had a lot of table talk.
Yeah, there was a lot of table talk.
Episode.
And I'll tell you this: it was not a birdbath conversation.
It wasn't. It's a table talk.
So what happened? How'd it go?
It's a table talk.
Yeah.
So it was pretty amazing. So it was sort of hard for me to, you know, kind of keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
I would sort of give a really obscure or obtuse or whatever hint.
Yeah.
And a couple of times I said, well, Kate's not sure that I'm very craftsmanlike, you know. There's no way she could connect comments like that to the table. So I did a few of those, but I didn't want to, you know, gild the lily, as they say.
Well, let me just break in for a second here.
Sure.
And tell you that Miles... I guess we were supposed to release an episode that day.
Yeah.
And Miles, this is what a great producer Miles is. He decided to release it a day after your anniversary because he didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Well, what's hilarious about that is I didn't give it to her until 2 weeks after our anniversary, essentially.
Are you serious?
Or a week after, I'd say.
So he did ruin the surprise.
Was the 6th. Yeah, 100%. It was the 6th, and we came home on like the 12th.
Did you just tell her for 6 days, like, I have something
for you?
Well,
the hilarious thing is, there is no chance she would ever listen to the podcast. So Kate would never have found out.
But what if someone secondhand social media, nothing?
Nobody she knows.
Yeah,
that,
okay.
She's not really on social media.
Yeah.
So that's very funny that he... Yeah, and thank you to Miles for kind of giving me that consideration. But so I built this table and I put it next. So I decided there was a lot of talk about whether or not, I'm not sure I got your input on this, whether or not to replace the old table with the new table and just leave it there or leave the new table right next to the old table so you can see how similar they are.
Okay.
she kind of like, I'm going to turn off the air conditioning.
Yeah. TJ's turning up the heat.
The heat is on. The tweet is on. The tweet is on. The heat is on.
Yeah.
Taking it to the tweets. Taking it to the tweets.
Jesus.
Taking it to the tweets. Taking it to the.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Anybody who is missing that just got a
tweet emotion. Okay, a little blast from the past.
Anybody who's missing that just got a heaping helping.
Heaping
of the
helping.
Hot, wet, thick hot, heat.
Hot, wet, buttery, tasty, spicy pod.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You know, I decided to keep the table next to the other table.
Okay.
And I was very excited about it. And I decided I wasn't going to tell her about it.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say, hey, your anniversary present's outside. I was just going to leave it. And she didn't want to let the cats outside that night. So I had to wait until the next day. And then I was wondering if it was going to be until she went out on the terrace.
Okay.
To see it, but you can see the back of it from
the front,
from the window. You cannot see the back of it from the front. If you want to see the back of it, you should go around back, but then know that you'll no longer be able to see the front.
Yeah
almost no fronts are visible from the back. And I'd say 100% of backs are not visible.
So many places have a back and a front. And we talked about that last night as we left the comedy club.
Front to back.
I would surmise there's a back part of the front of the comedy club.
And I talked to her. I said, I think it's going to be the opposite end of the front.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I think almost 100% of backs are at the opposite of the front. Almost. Not necessarily.
Unless we're talking about the old oblong.
The old oblong cherry.
And that cookie crumbles a whole different way.
So I thought, okay, well, you know, here we are in a pretty good situation where she's going to discover it. I don't know when. And I wasn't like, oh, I hope she goes out there. I had waited long enough.
Yeah.
So the surprise, it didn't bother me that I didn't know when the surprise was going to happen.
Okay.
Then it worked out perfectly because she didn't go outside. I went downstairs and I just heard from the second floor, I heard her go, TJ, did you make me a table? And I thought, oh, this is so great. And so I cracked a beer because the building, the thing with the beer was, that's, I have that in all the pictures.
Yeah.
And I kind of went upstairs. She's like, did you make me a table? And I said, why? What's going on? What are you talking about? She's like, TJ... And I was like, let's go out and see what's going on over there. She goes, did you make me a table? So she didn't say, did you buy me a table? Because I think she, you know, you look at the table, you're like, somebody made that who.
Well, you told me you made one mistake. There's seven legs. Is that correct?
No, I have seven
legs. Oh, shoot. I always get
between
that wrong.
The four limbs that I have and the penis, a lot of people don't realize I can walk on each of my ears.
They call you the double tripod plus one.
Yep. Yeah. To do the math. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it was kind of a, I don't know. It was a very, it just worked out kind of perfectly. And I only got, let me see. I didn't get her. She was walking and she said, just for a good hour after that, I can't believe you bought me a table here. And I didn't get the actual, I should have been recording more, but I had her redo it and it's pretty.
What? Okay, there we go. So what did you say when I first called you? You said you couldn't what?
Come over. I gotta go in now.
No, but just say it real quick. I wanted to have it on recording.
Say what?
You were like, I can't believe you built a table.
can't believe you built a table. Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you, sweetie.
It's amazing. All
right.
Thank you. All right, I'll see you in a second.
Bye.
I want to hear more. Bye.
So she really, as you can tell from me sort of forcing her to recreate it, she was really, really blown away. And I think she loved that I built it, that I didn't tell her. So that worked a lot. And let's remember that the table to build cost me $100 or $200.
Right, right. Know?
And then...
But hiring the crew must like have cost a fortune.
Yeah, but that was just to watch me
to
build
watch
it
yeah.
in very strange yeah. mesh gowns and dresses and wearing feathered hats and plumes and, you know, not nude, but sort of wearing shrouds that have sort of 3D printed nude
right,
women and men on them. And so what I was going to say is between those two things, I was able to say to her, look, I couldn't get you that sort of 8th anniversary you know, tennis bracelet, which is a really nice sort of diamond bracelet. I said, you know, I couldn't get you that, but I hope you liked, you know, actual tennis and then the table more. And you could really tell that she did.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I'm not sure I talked about this, but kind of putting my money, not putting my money where my mouth is.
Right.
Was sort of the experiment for this.
Because your mouth is under your nose, which is a real problem.
And my money.
I've been meaning to mention that.
And my money is under the table.
So you played that. Some people call it tennis. Others call it smashing a yellow ball with a
you
stick.
You can rename
game,
it.
Game. Yeah.
Yellow fuzzy stick ball game.
yellow fuzzy stick-ums.
I think it was a great example of why, you know, you think, oh, girls want jewelry and they want expensive gifts. And it is true that a thoughtful gift, if it's the right gift, it's just worth more. Mm-hmm. It just means more yeah. to them, you know?
Well,
I think flowers are always a good
idea.
They do.
They say you should buy experiences. You should spend your money on experiences versus physical things. Another thing I've read recently is that people that are married are they've done enough studies now where the people that are married are a little bit happier than other people.
Yeah.
But when you look at those studies, it's not clear if people that are already happy and then they get married, the people that do get married were already a little happier. So and there's no way to know what the answer is.
That's called correlation rather than causation.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that a lot. I always make fun of people because my degree is in psychology, and there is a pretty funny thing that they've, which is they always say, well, people who floss live longer or something. And it's like, no, people who floss probably also run in the morning. They
yeah.
probably eat healthier. They probably try and get as much sleep as they can. They do, you know, there are all these things that sort of say, okay, you know, this is...
I still think marriage makes sense. And I have a buddy who, his wife was out of town, and the other day he was like, kind of enjoying this weekend. I didn't realize how much I would enjoy, you know, having the place to myself. I wonder if marriage is the right thing. I go, you know, I think it's nice to be alone when you don't have to be alone, right?
Yeah, I think.
Like if, I remember Friday nights where, you know, I wasn't in any kind of relationship and it seemed sad. And now when you appreciate being alone when you don't have to be, that's really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yes, you kind of, I definitely feel like, you know, I get lucky though with the times when Kate was up there with her father and I sort of, I came back and spent the night in Manhattan on my own. Yeah, it's really fun to be in your place on your own. But as soon as she was back in New York and the two of us were sort of in the city, like in Manhattan together, oh my gosh, it was so like, it's so fun. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think people that get married, I think marriage is great. And I think this is why I'm kind of frustrated with my situation with kids. I think people who have kids end up just, I think you're happier because your life is more dynamic, it's more rich, and it extends out more. I think when you're sort of just a childless couple, you kind of, I can't imagine that in your 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that you're kind of as happy
as... The same study I read said that having kids lowers it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
No way.
Yeah, it lowers it a little bit. The happiest people are married, and then beneath that is people married with kids a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the study?
I don't, you know, this is like in the Atlantic or the New Yorker or something.
I think it's in the Cash Levy Monthly.
It's in the newsletter that's in the Yogurt Land.
Yeah, it's the Yogurt Land newsletter.
One more tiny, here's an observation before we go, and then let's do some maskers before we go, but because there's a couple of maskers I really want to get to that you sent me. But we're here in Houston, and like I said, I like to sprinkle all my food with Tang.
Sure.
Every town has a path. Have you noticed this? Every town has a path that people are proud of.
A path?
Yeah, a path. They'll be like, yeah, you should... You want to take the millennial path. It's going to take you, you know, like if you say, is there a good place to walk around here or take a bike ride? They always have a path nearby, and it could be terrible. But they'll be like, yeah, you should do the millennial path or the centurion path. Or you know what? We got something called the Bozeman Trail. I think you should take a look at that. Yeah, you're going to walk for a while. Or the
Bozeman Trail is a great
one. The cut and jive walkway. You should do that. It's right on the waterfront.
Yeah,
they always have some kind of path.
It's always on the waterfront.
Yeah, right? And we got into this hotel where it's all shopping malls and freeways, and I don't know what the path
really
is called.
Really sad shopping malls. We're performing.
They're all. The comedy club this week is being literally. There's like 15 buildings around it. They're being actually shuttered down.
They're
and just
raising
being,
them. Yeah, R-A-Z-E.
Yeah, yeah.
Just destroying.
I mean, I was standing outside
it's
the comedy
demolition.
Club.
They're doing it's controlled demolition.
It is. It is. But there's a path. The lobby has a map of the path. I don't know what it could possibly be. We're in the middle of just freeways.
And what is it? Do we know?
I don't know. We'll have to go check that out.
We've got to go on it.
But anyway, let me, let's do a couple maskers, buddy.
Like 85% of superheroes, this is Maskers.
Maskers. We're going to do more classic episodes. Sometimes if I haven't seen TJ in a while, it's hard to have as much structure. I'm just catching up with an old friend, but we will do some more.
I love hearing your stories.
We will do some more. This is
but the table was a hit
from Neil. That's good. People are going to be curious about that. Neil Bartlett writes, "Can I ask the maskers a question real quick? Are octopuses just spiders with water legs?"
Yes. Right. It's yeah. They're water. They're spiders.
Water legs.
Spiders with water legs. I mean, they might be ocean spiders, but yeah, I think that's absolutely right.
This is like, it's hard to find the maskers now because they've changed the name of Twitter. That's interesting. I know everyone knows that, but I still think
X. It's
I think it's
X
like now. Really okay. That's he's trying to do what we're doing. He's trying to. Just change the names for everything.
People got mad at me, but
water
I have to
pellets.
Say, I have to say, people got mad at me. I have to say that. I'm going to look up some.
Chig Bungus writes: elevator, just a closet with restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It's a moving closet, isn't it?
It's a move. I don't know. I like restless leg syndrome. Is my favorite thing.
Andrew Alterman writes, the audio in a show or movie, open captioning.
Say it again.
The audio in a show or movie, open captioning.
Instead of closed captioning.
Right. Open captioning. I like that. See, the show really, we just rename things here. Water pellets from the sky.
Well, here's and off of that elevator with restless leg. What is it? A closet with restless leg syndrome. Chig Bungus, Mr. Booty Loose, writes dumb waiter. Just an elevator with low self-esteem. I think absolutely.
That's a good one too.
Dumb waiter. Just an elevator with low self-esteem. Absolutely.
Here's a good one. Del Acosta. He writes, "What does it all mean?" You know, I think if you're coming to this show for the meaning of life, You've come to the right place.
Look at that picture.
Yeah? Who's that?
It's just a masker. If you guys look up hashtag maskers, you see some really weird stuff. Really, really weird
stuff. Delacosta, what does it all mean? Can you answer that? Del, I think this is, you've come to the right place. I think you should go back to some of the previous episodes. I think you should watch every incarnation of Yentl.
And then do that while you're having some lentils.
Yeah, eat some lentils, watch Yentl. Here's one. Andrew Alderman writes, zooming by a fellow driver in anger, passive aggressive, passing aggressive.
I love passing aggressive.
We've talked about this. The goal, and my kids like to watch me do it, the goal of any transaction in your car is to make the other drivers more angry than you are. You know?
Yeah, I think
I've never flipped anyone off. You want them to think you misunderstood their anger, and it makes them even more angry.
Yeah, I just go,
what? You smile at them, and you're like, yeah, yeah, great. You give it a thumbs up, and they're flipping you off.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. It makes them more and more angry.
Actually, you giving a thumbs up is funnier. Yeah. All right, Amanda Starr says... First off, and she's Hamal_camel. Do you think there has ever been a CFO or a CEO with those initials? Very Confucius. I think that's right. That would be funny if it's like, my name's Charles Edward Olson, and I'm the CEO of this company. So you go by CEO or you are the CEO? What? And then Amanda Starr writes... Do you think nicknames can go too far? My husband started calling me Mammal and then Camel, and now he calls me Hamel, which is ham plus a camel. And then the other day, my two-year-old called me her sweet camel. What is happening? LOL. So the real question is, do you think that nicknames can go too far?
No, I don't. I think that's good. And I think I like it when they get to their shortened version too. So it, no, but I think that's good. You know,
I think, have you ever had a nickname that goes, well, actually your nickname did go too far, or maybe not far enough, right?
What do you mean?
I don't know. When is a nickname no longer a nickname, but just a name?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. Eventually it just becomes your name.
I mean, both of us kind of...
Yeah.